President Ramaphosa's Sona 2025 was again hot air and uninspiring. Much of the speech centered around fixing that which should not have been broken in the first place. Rail, ports, hospitals, municipalities and more. How are we expected to believe a president who has not delivered in the past? He spoke of implementing the recommendations of the Zondo Commission, yet it has been 3 years since the final report was released, and we have yet to see meaningful progress in prosecuting those responsible for the looting of billions in public funds. Where are the convictions? The whistleblower protection framework remains incomplete, despite South Africa having lost brave individuals like Babita Deokaran, who paid the ultimate price for exposing corruption. The promise to implement a bill to address whistleblowing protection is extremely long overdue. It requires urgency, but we did not hear that. We are disappointed that very little was said about meaningful allocation of resources to upskill the criminal justice system. The promise to ensure that the investigating directorate is fully resourced is encouraging, but we need to see this. The president says South Africa will not be bullied. But what do you call the unchecked extortion of businesses? The violent crime syndicates holding infrastructure project hostage? And the criminal networks siphoning billions from state coffers? South Africans are being bullied by corruption, by crime, and by a government that refuses to act decisively. Once again, it is civil society, investigative journalists, and whistleblowers who pick up the pieces where government fails. It is active citizens like you and organizations like ALTA who refuse to let South Africa be run into the ground. Without these efforts, much of the corruption and mismanagement we know about today would have remained hidden.